Over the next several weeks, several flamenco dancers and their companies will be performing throughout New York City. From deeply personal performances to new works, it's a chance to see a variety of interpretations on this classic art form performed by some of the best talents in the world. Joining us to preview the upcoming shows is WNYC's dance critic, Marina Harse. Hey, Marina.
Hi, David.
For people who may not be as familiar with the style, what is the history of flamenco?
Flamenco comes from southern Spain, from Andalusia, and it's a traditional form associated with the gypsies or gitanos of southern Spain. I know we don't use the word gypsy that much, but in Spain, gitano is very much a source of pride and identity. So, like many traditional forms, its origins are shrouded in some mystery, but it's been danced for centuries, actually, in family gatherings, and eventually it became a sort of a form that was danced in cafes and bars, and then in the 20th century, it came to the stage.
Does that sense of mystery add to the art form?
It does, actually, because it still retains a very strong improvisational edge to it. And that's part of the excitement of flamenco is it begins with a slow build. And then eventually the dancer is supposed to kind of take you into zones that you've never been to before.
What are some of the common elements you find in flamenco, even if it's presented in different styles?
In a way, every flamenco performance is kind of a recreation of its origins in that you always have the musicians and the dancers on stage. Stage together.
Ya mi Carmen no me quiere porque yo andaba por la taberna.
There's very much a conversation going on between them. The dancers and the singers are very much kind of feeding off of each other, and a strong rhythmic element in the feet, in clapping. So it's very much a rhythmic form. In some ways, you could compare it to tap.
Okay, there are three different events to check out in New York City starting this week through the end of March. At the Town Hall on Friday, the dancer known as Farruquito will be performing. Where does he fall in this spectrum of flamenco dancers?
Yeah, Farruquito in some ways really represents what you think of when you think of the traditional flamenco. He comes from a flamenco family, from a gitano family. He learned to dance at the feet of his grandfather. And so he performs this very kind of explosive, very improvised feeling dance. And he is a huge virtuoso. He's the kind of dancer who keeps you very much on the edge of your seat.
Then a few weeks later at the New York City Center, another well-known performer, Sara Baras, will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of her company, Ballet Flamenco. How does Baras differ from Farruquito?
So Sara Baras is a huge star, as is Farruquito. And she represents this sort of more polished, more company-performed type of flamenco. There are more musicians on stage and not always the traditional instruments. You should expect things like violins and sort of a more beefed-up sound. She also uses a lot of fashion in her shows, so you'll see her change many times over the course of the evening, and it won't be traditional flamenco dresses. She's kind of on the edge of fashion. And she's famous for this dance called Farruca, which is a male form, actually, which she has very much adopted as her own style. It eventually builds up to very quick and crisp footwork.
Finally, at the Connolly Theater in the East Village, Noche Flamenco will take up residence for most of the month of March. It's a work that has been in development for several years and features Soledad Barrio.
Yeah, she's from Spain, but the company is actually based in New York. And they are trying to take flamenco into a more theatrical range. For example, they did a flamenco version of Antigone a few years ago that was really interesting. And this show, which is called Intimo, is sort of loosely inspired by the Max Ophüls film La Ronde, which is about a series of amorous encounters over the course of an evening. So she's exploring themes of love and passion and jealousy and all these other elements, which really fits quite well into the passionate style of flamenco.
A lot to work with there.
Yes, exactly.
Well, for more details on all of these performances, you can check out our website, WNYC.org. Marina Harse is WNYC's dance critic and also writes for The New Yorker and The New York Times. Marina, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.